Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Go to our Facebook page and you'll see why you should not do the Kiki in a car wash.
Yeah. True.
Are you riding? It's a good way to lose a car door. From beside me. Did you watch the video?
I haven't watched it yet, no.
Yeah, it just rips it off.
Yeah.
All right, just a warning there.
All right, thank
you. I don't understand this. All right, we get a text. BJ, don't say kiddos.
See,
it's a stupid word. It drives me nuts.
I hate that word.
Really?
I hate
kiddos. What is it about kiddos?
I don't know. My son's kindergarten teacher, she would always write email, and she's like, okay, so the kiddos are going to, and I don't know why, but I'd be like, ah. And then my girlfriend, Taya, always calls our kids kiddos. And it goes through me. It's like moist.
Yeah.
It's just a word that goes through me. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why. I don't know.
You can't explain it. I get what you're saying, because there's a word, and this is going to sound really dumb, but I'm very serious.
It's dumb.
No, I'm with you. But I have a word that bothers me, and I don't know why. I can't even tell you. And why even let it even consume me? I have no idea. But I do. Which is, by the way, 51059. If there's certain words that drive you nuts, go ahead and text it. 51059. 51059. Mine is when people call a pizza a pie. It drives me bonkers. And I don't know why. I can't explain it, but it drives me nuts because it's not a pie.
It's a pizza.
It's a pizza.
Can they say pizza pie?
Yeah.
I don't like pie
you
for some
like
reason.
Yeah.
And it's dumb. It's dumb why I even think about it, but it does drive me nuts.
I think Sean says one. I can't remember if it. Do you say pop?
Pop. Yeah, I do say pop.
I can't stand that. It's not pop.
I drink pop.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It's not pop.
Yeah, pop's right there with pie.
Yeah. I want to club you like a baby seal when you say that.
Yeah. It's always been pop.
Yeah. Yeah, pop is always, when I was growing up, it was a very northern thing. If you were from Wisconsin or Michigan or somewhere, you called it pop. And that drove me nuts, too. But pie gets to me.
You know, the one thing that I really have to hold my tongue. I even did it when we were in the Cayman because one girl said it a lot. And it's just grammatical. It's not really a word. But she always said, oh, these ones?
These ones.
Oh, so do you want me to get these ones?
These ones.
That just drove me nuts.
It just drove me nuts. It's like, and my son used to do it, but now he knows that he'll get hit if he does. I'm kidding. He won't get hit. But it's a joke. But he knows I am irate. I cannot stand it when people say, these ones, it's just these.
Yeah.
It's just these.
Yeah.
Not these, and then you have to point at ones.
Yeah.
These ones. It's just these.
Yeah. And we all do it. Look, I say things like kiddo, for example. Okay, that drives some people nuts.
Yeah.
You guys drive me nuts when you say Westminster. You know, you people drive me nuts.
People, like, I guess I drive people nuts when I say wiener.
Yeah.
I guess wiener is people are like, it makes me crazy when you say wiener.
Yeah, wiener. Wiener doesn't really get to me. It just doesn't always fit, I don't think. But you know,
I feel like it's my go-to.
Yeah,
it's
I think
not
it's fun.
A word. It's just when it's directed at me, huh?
That's a silly word. When you hear it, you want to giggle.
Yeah.
Jamie calls her kid Buddy, and I hate it. I do call him Buddy.
Oh,
hey, Buddy. What's up,
see,
Buddy?
That doesn't bother. It does. But it's funny how certain words bother certain people. Why pie would bother me for a pizza, I don't have any idea. But it does. It drives me nuts.
My wife says smidge, and it goes through my soul.
Yeah.
Just a smidge. Just a smidge.
Yeah. I don't know why that would do that. Lisa, my wife.
Yeah.
She says,
I'm sorry. Have you ever said that on the air?
I think once before.
I don't know.
She says,
wait, stop for a moment. Let's have this moment.
Drink it in.
Yeah.
Lisa, my wife.
Oh, my God.
That's three times now.
It's so great, yes?
She says jewelry.
Oh, jewelry.
Instead of jewelry. She'll say jewelry. But some people do that. Some people say it that way.
Well,
but it kind of gets under my skin.
I guess Alina hates me because I say water because I want a glass of water. Mayhem, where do you put the D? There's no D in water.
Water?
It's water.
Water.
Yeah, I guess there's a T.
Oh, yeah. So that drives her nuts that you say water?
I say water.
Because it's got...
It's water.
Water.
There's no D in it.
Like center, not center.
Somebody else says, I hate the word ointment.
Ointment. Look, we're being serious.
Ointment, right?
There's nothing wrong with ointment.
Let's see. Jamie, you shouldn't tell people you're going to beat them like a baby seal. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not
that's
cool.
That's probably not nice, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
That explains why Pete is out there.
Right, right.
I see Pete in the parking lot. That's a comment that you made.
Yeah.
I think beat him like a baby seal may be one of those or several words that some people don't like.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like club you like a baby seal.
Right.
It's like, it's funny.
All right, anyway, there you go.
Right, sorry,
a kiddo bothers you.
Yes.
Pie bothers me. Everybody has their little word that drives them nuts.
Moist.
By the way, Bert and Ernie are gay folks.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.